It's July 2010. Hello and welcome to MediaShift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS MediaShift, covering the intersection of media and technology. This episode of 4MR is brought to you by Carnegie Knight News 21, an alliance of 12 journalism schools in which the top students tell complex stories in inventive ways. See tips for spurring innovation at learn.news21.com. Now, here's the news. This week, MediaShift ran a special series called Beyond Content Farms. What are content farms? These are sites such as those run by Demand Media, Associated Content, and AOL Seed, which churn out thousands of articles per day by armies of freelance writers. The writers are paid small amounts, and the stories are generated based on what terms people are searching for the most, and the keywords the content farm can sell to advertisers. Because the content is so focused on search terms, content farm content ends up coming up high on search results, upsetting many traditional journalists who believe that higher quality content should come up before the farmed content. One story by MediaShift's Corbin Heyer looked at the contributors to Demand Media and AOL Seed, with one eHow contributor saying she knew her articles were crap, but it was easy money to write them fast. But one commenter on the story said he was making $100 per day by writing for Demand Media, and that it was better work than he could find in the current economic downturn. One critic of content farms is Jason Fry, a former columnist for the Wall Street Journal who blogs at Reinventing the Newsroom. He once wrote on his blog that, "If you want to know how our profession ends, look at Demand Media." Since then, Fry says he has taken a more nuanced look at demand and believes that serving content based on what people want is not necessarily a bad thing, but he still believes that these content factories churn out poor products.
You know, if you're a writer and you have 15 minutes to write a piece, to have it be worth your time, you're not going to produce something very good. If you're a copy editor who has, 6 or 8 minutes to copy edit something, the copy edit's not going to be very good. And so on down the line. I mean, it's like, this gets compared to an assembly line all the time, but imagine an assembly line where, each worker only had time to sort of half-assedly bolt everything together and give it a quick look. I mean, you wouldn't get a very good car. So that's what troubles me, is that, the more of this material is out there, the more it degrades search.
Now for this week's poll at MediaShift. The question is, what do you think about content farms? Our last poll question was, how should Apple fix the iPhone 4's antenna problem? 29% said the free bumpers are fine. Another 29% said, what problem? 14% said Apple should recall the bad hardware. And 14% said AT&T should improve their network. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS MediaShift at pbs.org/MediaShift and our sister blog IdeaLab at pbs.org/IdeaLab. Thanks to podcast sponsor News 21, along with PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.